As I said last night, the avoda of Tisha B'Av is nisal v'aveinu to soften and to break our hearts and to feel the tzara shchina, the tzara of Am Yisrael. The inyan of Tisha B'Av I mentioned many times over the years. We see that the tzaddikim didn't say Torah on Tisha B'Av. They don't have Torah from Tisha B'Av, only from Shabbos Nachmu, from Shabbos Chazoin. The tzaddikim didn't say, the Talmid Baal Shem didn't say Torah on Tisha B'Av. And it's certainly, the avoid of Tisha B'Av is not learning kinas and to say pshatlach and kinas and to try to give classes on Jewish history and so on and so forth. That's not the avoid of Tisha B'Av. It's only all of that is because of the unfortunate matzav that we're in, that it's hard for us to feel what we're supposed to be feeling. This kina yud beis, I find particularly heartbreaking, and particularly Tisha B'Av Tavshin Peh. I begin to learn kinas always 2 or 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av. And I really feel that this is a kina of Tisha B'Av Tavshin Peh. Eman Ishtana Tisha B'Av Tavshin Peh, from all the Tisha B'Avs that we've had all of these years. So the Kalir, Reb Lozar Kalir, which you know was a big Baal Ruach HaKodesh, so in this kina, he speaks of the Chor Mes HaMikdash and the Golas HaShchina in such a way of a holy Asher Ta'avta Adlai Breishes. The Kalir speaks in this kina about the displacement of the Shechina. That wherever we've gone, the Shechina, of course, has gone with us. Hashem is Baruch wanted to be in this world. Before he created the world, that was the tochnit. That was the plan. Of Nis'av HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'yos L'yedir B'sach Tayinim. Ohol Yashet Ta'avta. The Baruch Shalom's taiva. The Baruch Shalom's longing is to have a place here in every single inch, every molecule of this world, with the world headquarters in Yerushalayim, by the Har Bayis, by Beis HaMikdash. That's before Bereishis, Ad Lo Bereishis. But instead what's happened, the Kalir describes as V'niyesa Ketzipor Boideid Al Gag. That instead, the Shechina has become like a lonely bird on a rooftop. A bird that can't find its nest. That's lost its way. The Shechina. In this world, is like a lonely bird on a rooftop. V'niyesa katos becholol. Like a bird that's flying over a vast ocean. In empty space. And there's no place for the bird to rest. V'niyesa k'ger ba'aretz. And Hashem, the Shechina, has become like a stranger in the land. Somebody who doesn't have a place. Somebody who is homeless, who wanders from place to place. V'niyesa k'ireach b'molayim. Or maybe there's a temporary place to stop off, like a hotel, a molayim. Someplace, a room for the night, a day or two. This is what this kina is about. Shchinta begalusa. The whole inyan of Tisha B'Av is shchinta begalusa, the tzar hashchin. How so desperately she wants to be in Yerushalayim, and to be with us in our lives. And instead, the Shechina HaKadosha is homeless. Like Rach Limeinu, Derech Efrosa, along the way someplace. Without a place. So listen, Chevra. This Magefa that we've been going through, and now in Eretz Yisrael, Olena, there's like a Gal Sheni. Oh, it was the first wave, or it's the second wave. The first wave didn't finish, it's the second wave. In other places in the world, this Inyan isn't finished. It's not the first time that the world has experienced a Magefa, nor is it the first time that we've experienced. But the one that I want to talk to you about for a minute now is that in the days of David HaMelech. There was such a Magefa, there was such a plague. 70,000 people died in that Magefa. And it seems that they died not over the course of days or weeks or months. 70,000, boom, a Magefa. And of course, like the Rambam tells us in the Halach Zeftanis, Zeftanias, and every one of us knows and feels that we have to try to understand, Hashem, what are you telling us? You love us. You're not Stam Chalila giving us a patch. But Rabbi Shalom, we don't understand you. So Hashem is well sent into the world, great tzaddikim, great chachamim. And one of the greatest chachamim that Hashem is well ever sent to us, Yir v'kaddish min shmaya kanachis hatana l'ki Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And Rabbi Shimon revealed to us, as it was revealed to him, there's not in the Zohar Kodesh, it's in the Medrash Antelim Yud Zayin, the Shoy Chatoif. The Medrash Antelim is called Shoy Chatoif. Moshe Le'echod, Shoyimak Yez Benoi, Rabbi Shimon taught, Moshe Le'echod, Shoyimak Yez Benoi, a Moshe of a father who was beating his son. But the son didn't know why he was getting beaten. Do you ever feel that way? The son didn't know why he was getting beaten. So you can imagine the kid is hurting, he's crying physically, emotionally. He doesn't know what happened to my father. Because the most painful thing of Tisha B'Av, we saw especially in the third capital last night, and we were just saying in the keenness, the most painful thing is that Sof Kol Sof, Hashem is the one who is beating us. He puts Shevet Evrosa, he puts his Shevet, his rod, he puts the arrows in somebody else's hands, the rifles, the grenades. But Sof Kol Sof, we said last night that Hashem is like a dove, like a bear, Ariba Mistarim, like a lion that is waiting to pounce. Hashem has become in our lives. So the father is beating his son. And the son just doesn't get it. After the beating, Omaloi, the father says to the kid, Lech va'aseh davar ploini shetzibisicha kama yom v'lehishgach tovi. What, you don't understand? You don't know why I'm hitting you? Go already and do that thing that I commanded you to do for a long time and you haven't been paying attention to me. So you can imagine that the son is thinking, I put on tefillin. I learn. I don't know. Okay, I could do better. What are you talking about? I have a mezuzah. I have a sukkah. I don't know what you're talking about. So Rabbi Shimon says, Kach kol oisin alofim shenoflu b'melchama b'mei David. All of the 70,000 who suddenly died in the plague by that time of David HaMelech. Loi noflu, who knows heaven? What did Rabbi Shimon reveal to us? It was shown to him by Hashem. Why did they die? Huh? Because of David HaMelech? No. David HaMelech fixed the problem. I already gave it away. Loi noflu el ashlei tovu binyan beis hamikdash. Ashlei tovu binyan beis hamikdash. Because they didn't demand the building of the beis hamikdash. Loi tovu binyan beis hamikdash. It's a strong lashon. Loi tovu. We're making Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai into Lubavitch Rabbi Schusser Yelena. We want Mashiach now. Loi tovu binyan beis hamikdash. Not that Rabbi Shimon would have any problem being in a shutfus together with that tzaddik. What we'll talk about in a few minutes in the Chavetz Chaim Schusi and Leinem. Loi tovu binyan beis hamikdash. Tovu, a tviya, means what? It means a demand. Loi tovu binyan beis hamikdash. V'aloi dvarim kalvu chaim, Rabbi Shimon said, is a kalvu chaim. Uma im elu. We see that in Me'elu, by the days of David HaMelech, Shaloi Hoya Beis HaMikdash B'neihem, V'loi Nechrav B'yimeihem, Rabbi Shimon says, they didn't have the Beis HaMikdash, and it wasn't destroyed in their days, because they never had it then. Naslem Kach, that they suffered through a Magefa, a plague, a terrible plague. Al Shaloi Tavu Oysoi, because they didn't demand to have a Beis HaMikdash. Onu. Rabbi Shimon says Onu, meaning the generation of the Churban. Or post-Churban. Rabbi Shimon is a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. Onu. Shecharev b'yameinu. Rabbi Shimon said, we saw the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And number one, ve'en onu misablin our love. We don't really feel the pain of the Churban. We're not mourning, really. And we're not begging for Rachamim to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Allah has come and become. How much more so? Do you now understand, he says, why we're getting beaten? That's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said. Al shalei tovu binyan beis hamikdash. In order to understand this, because everybody here knows the Chazal taught us, kol mishlo nivna beis hamikdash b'yamav, that if the beis hamikdash has not been built now, it means that we are guilty of the churban now. Kilonechva b'yamav. And therefore, what Rabbi Shimon was talking about back then, after the Churban Bayis Sheni, he's telling us this moment right now, Tisha B'Av Tov Shin Pei. The only thing is that Rabbi Shimon was talking about La'achash Hiko, and we're still getting beaten. They were sitting here, Achmanis, in such a way. It's the Ramban in Kairach. It's a very famous Ramban. In Perek Tezai, in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, the Ramban explains the mitzvah of the Torah. The Ramban learns that there's a tnai in this mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and it's different from all of the other mitzvahs of the Torah. that woven into the fabric of this mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, there's a tnai of l'shichnoi sidrishu. In other words, the Baruch Shalom is saying, it's not going to happen on its own. Forget about it. The only way that you can have a Beis HaMikdash, see on Ein Dairish, so the only way you could have a Beis HaMikdash, the only way that Yerushalayim can be rebuilt and we can have a Beis HaMikdash, is if there's a drisha and a tviya, is if the Jewish people demand it. If there's a drisha and there's a tviya, l'shichnoi sidrishu. The moment that David HaMelech began that drisha, and began that frantic search for the Mokim HaMikdash, to find the exact place to sow the secret of that point where heaven and earth are kissing, and to make a nest, a dwelling place, a building, a permanent place for the Shechina. The moment that David HaMelech began that drisha, the Megefa was finished. One of the most difficult psukim in all of Tanakh is in Yeshaya Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Just to touch the pasuk, it's so hard. Every English translation, I only looked at one, but I think that every English translation has a different translation. Masa Duma, Eli Kairemi Seir. Now first, the Novi Yeshaya was told to make an announcement, to give over a nevuah, that there is a cry, a message, a call, that's coming from Duma. Duma. Look in the Mefarshim, Mari Kara, the other Mefarshim, Rashi, the other Mefarshim. Duma means where the Yishmaelim live. The Yishmaelim. With the world of Islam lives. That's Duma. Masa Duma. There's a pronouncement that's coming from Duma. Eli Kairei Mi Seir. And there's a call that's coming from Seir. Seir is what? Esav, Edom. So the Navi is saying that there are Jews who are crying out from their gullus among the Yishmaelim, the Muslims, and from the places of Golus, of Seir, of Edom, of Europe, of Western civilization, Esav. And what is the call? Shomer ma milayla, shomer ma milel. The pasuk has it even words that are not Lashon HaKodesh. It's mixed in with Aramis. And there's an opinion that explains it even in Old Arabic. The English says, watchman, a watchman. What of the night? Watchman, what of the night? I'm Omar Shomer, Osa Boike Vigamlaila. The watchman replied, morning came and so did night. Im Tivoyun Bo'oyu. If you would ask, if you would demand, Bo'oyu, an Ibaya, a Tviya, if you would demand, Im Tivoyun Bo'oyu. If you would demand, if you would inquire, so what the Navi is describing, what the Navi is telling us here, As we understand from the Mefarshim, from Chazal, is that it's talking about the end of days. It's talking about us. Tav Shin Peh. And who's the Shomer? So the Shomer, my father, Zechron Levracha, told me that in his hometown, Jeff's father comes from also, that in Ungvar there was a Mishigana. There was more than one Mishigana, but there was one of the main Mishagoyim in Ungvar. Was a Yid that was going around chaperoning everybody. It was bothering people all the time. So my father said that Kahal gave him a job to keep him busy. And they made, at the end of the town, they had a wooden tower they made over there. And they gave him his job, this person, this Yankel. And they gave Yankel a job. His job is to stand there from whatever it is, 8 to 5, and he did something at night too. My father didn't know the hours. And his job was to wait for Mashiach. And to come to tell the Olam, the Mashiach, to come to the big shul and to scream out. And they gave him a megaphone, my father said. And to come to tell the Olam when Mashiach has arrived. And my father said that this Meshigna Yanka was the proudest Jew in the whole Ungvar. And of course all the kids were chasing after him, were making fun of him. Who is Mashiach here? The Mashiach, here they come, Mashiach come. And my father said, Yanka would always say, listen, I don't get paid that much, but at least it's a steady job. That's what he would say. The pay's not great, but it's a steady job. Because he would stand over this Meshigna. So Ba'achis HaYomim, it's not a joke. The Navi says that at the end of time, there will be a tzaifer, doesn't have to be physically, a shomer who's standing and watching and waiting for Mashiach. That means that we're waiting for Mashiach. And everybody's asking the shomer, what of the night? How long will this night continue? Why doesn't the night end? Why are we still getting beaten? And the question is coming at the end of time. The Navi said back then, Masa Duma, Elaikarim Isayir, that at the end of time, Jews who are living among the Arabs and Jews who are living among Christians are going to be asking, why is the night going on and on? It seems to be endless. Choshech v'loy l'or. Why isn't Mashiach coming? That Yanko was standing by the tower, he was taken to Auschwitz and killed, I'm sure. And his job wasn't finished. He never had the schus to run and to tell everybody. Why? And the Navi Yishai said that this is going to be the question at the end of time more than any time before. Why hasn't he come after so long? One of the chevres sent me a clip yesterday from Lubavitch Rebbe Schus Yelenu where the Rebbe began to cry. Because there was no Jew in our generation who was screaming and begging, who was Toiveya, like the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And other people were saying, what's he making such a beginning about it? What's he making such a beginning about it? You remember, it's not so long ago. There are plenty of people who are old enough to remember. And there are still people who make jokes about it. So the Navi says, Im tivayun ba'ayu, it's not even Lashon HaKodesh. It's a take on Lashon HaKodesh. Im tivayu. If you would demand, if there would be a tviyah, for the morning, the night would end. The same way that we came to Mitzrayim, when we Mitzrayim, and because of the suffering, the time had come for the Kates, It was earlier than the predicted time, the time that was told, but the time had come because of our misery and suffering. But until there was a V'yizaku, a V'yitzaku, a V'yanchu, until Jews began to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can't take it anymore, it continued, the Golus of Mitzrayim. Now let's go to the Ramban. Listen to the words of the Ramban. Vani Oimer B'derech Svorah. So Ramban says, I didn't receive this, but I want to tell you my Svorah. And we're all Soimach in the Ramban Svorah. Shaya Oinish Yisrael B'ichur Binyin Beis HaBechir. The Ramban says that throughout time, and back then in the days of David HaMelech, the reason for the plague, the reason for the suffering, is not what somebody said because she knows that it's because of long sheitlach, or that he knows because of people talking during davening. Those are all problems that need to get fixed. The Ramban says, "She'oinish Yisrael bi'ichur beis habechira, she'ha'aron hoylech mi'ohel el ohel keger ba'aretz." The Ramban says, the suffering of the Jewish people in Golos. The Ramban says, and the reason that we're asking from Duma and from Seir, why is this night going on and on? Why are we still getting beaten? It's because the Arun was Harlech Mi Ohel El Ohel, because in the days of the Shoftim, that whole period of time till David HaMelech, the Arun of Hashem was going from one tent to another tent. Mi Ohel El Ohel, Keger Ba'aretz, like in the Kina. Like in this kingdom, like a stranger that doesn't have a home, like somebody who's homeless. Do you know what that means to be homeless? Do any of us know what that's like to be displaced? My father, Zichron Levracha, and there are others here whose parents, grandparents would share that with you. If they can, if they're here, and they probably told you before they left the world. My father said that the two most terrible things in the war, in the Holocaust, that he felt were the two most terrible things, was the hunger and the homelessness. The hunger and being uprooted. I told you many times over the years, my father once said, that when they were on a death march, the Germans were taking them when it was freezing cold. He said it was so cold that when we would, every few hours, they would let us stop for a few minutes. Why? The Germans wanted to rest, and they would let us stop for a few minutes. My father said we had to take turns dozing off for a few minutes, because if you would be still for too long, what would happen to you? You'd get frostbitten. So everybody had to move, and they were wearing shmatas. Shoes with the toes coming out and the feet coming, touching the ice on the bottom and blood on the bottom of their feet. And my father said that they were doing this for days. And they came one night, some of you will remember, I told you they came one night, and for some reason the Germans let the Jews, they took them into a barn. There was a farm, and they went into a barn. And my father said that all he could remember, he remembers from that night, looking at the cows and the pigs and the goats and being mekana of them, thinking, "Oy, are you lucky? If I could be a cow, if I could be a chazer or a goat, then my life would be a life." And my father said that he remembered once a Rebbe in Cheder told him, I don't know where this is, but he told them that it says someplace in some Chazal or a Sefer that before Mashiach comes, the world is going to be in such a way that people are going to be jealous of animals. My father said that he remembered that the Rebbe told him when he was a little boy, when he was sitting that night in the warmth of the barn, which you can be sure wasn't 72 degrees there either. But he said, Kalapachas, there was a roof. And the snow wasn't falling on them. What is it like to be uprooted? Not to have a home. There are so many people on a smaller level who feel that. You have people who are not married, who aren't able to get married, who haven't gotten married yet, and they go from oil to oil, a Shabbos invitation here. Somebody else does a mitzvah with me. You know what I mean? Every Shabbos, somebody else has a mitzvah with me. What does that feel like? Some of you have felt that. To go me, oh, hello, oh, hell. Not to feel your own place. What does it feel like to be an Alman or an Alman? I was just talking to a dear friend of mine last Sunday. My wife and I went to visit. His wife passed away 15 years ago. He goes, yeah, my children, I go there, a Shabbos, I go here. But he said to me, Moshe, he says, I don't have a home. Ever since my wife died, I don't have a home. It's not a home. So think, the Ramban says, Shohayo Aron Hoylech Mi Ohel El Ohel. Like the Mekainin says, like the Kaliya says, like a bird without a nest. Or like a bird that's flying across the ocean, there's no place to stop. Ve'ein hashvotim esorim leimer nidrish es Hashem v'nivna habayis lishmai. And the shvotim, the tribes, the shvotim in the days of the shoftim, and since the days that we left, we're not misorim to say what? Let us build him a house for the Shechina. Let us demand that there be a place for the Shechina in this world, which is the whole tachlis of creation. And this, of course, is speaking about the goals of the Shechina in our lives, personally, each one of us. Vos in the Mikdash Shechanti b'Soicham in each one of us, to demand that permanent dwelling place of Hashem within us. But it means plain and partial of building. It means Yerushalayim. Ke'inyin shenema. The Ramban says, that's the din of Binyan Beis HaBechira. Bechira doesn't only mean it's Hashem's choice. The simple pshat and pasuk, it says, Asher Yivcha Hashem. But you have to want it, you have to choose it, you have to ask it, you have to demand it. Ad shenisayra David, until David HaMelech was misayrer. And then he goes on a little bit later, he says, Valkein, ho yaha ketzef, and that's why there was a magefa. Shenemar, it says in Shmuel Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Perek Zayin. Kilo yashavti bebayis, Hashem is Baruch is crying, the Shechina is crying, lo yashavti bebayis, limiyoyim ha'aloyisi es bnei yisomi mitzrayim, I didn't have a place to rest. I didn't have a place to rest. The Yonah is the Shechina. I didn't have a place to rest from the days that I took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Vad hayoyim ezer, to this day. Ve'eyim es haleich, I'm draying around. The Shechina is draying around. Chavid, you remember what happened some years ago? How many years ago was Gush Katif? How many years was that? Huh? 13? 15 years ago. No? It's like what Chezi Goldberg, we were talking about last night. Do you think Jews are not still suffering from that displacement, from being uprooted? And the tragedy that it came to be such a thing that there were Jews who themselves were giving the orders for Jews to leave. And those Jews, their lives were completely destroyed. There's still many of them. There were divorces, children that left everything. There's still a Chorban that hasn't ended from Gush Katif. Do we know? Do we follow all of them around? What does that mean? To be told, get out of your house? My father told me they had only a few hours, 2-3 hours. Take your stuff and get out of your house. What is that like? Those Jews from Gush Katif. It's only 15 years ago. It's not a long time ago. The Shekhinah has been dragging around for thousands of years. The Baruch Shem says, the Shekhinah is saying, Ve'yim ishalach. Lo meloi benisim li beis harozim. How come you haven't built me a beis harozim, a proper place? So the Ramban says, Reyashim akosuv, the pasuk is telling us, Ki hashchina mishaleches b'kol Yisrael. That the Shekhinah is going from one Jewish home to another. And Baruch Hashem, we're not displaced. Each one of us has a home to live in, Baruch Hashem. And the Shekhinah is mishaleches, the Ramban says, b'kol Yisrael. May ohel el ohel. From one tent to another, from one home to another. I had shailas during Corona from some wonderful chevra. I don't know if I should build an extension because people are going through financial hardships right now. Another one, it would be nice to have a pool because the kids might not go to camp. Baruch Hashem, I could afford to build a pool. Should I build a pool during Corona or shouldn't I build? Maybe it's not nice for other people. They'll see it and it's hard because they can't afford. These are good questions from sensitive people. But these are questions about building a swimming pool in your backyard, about building a bigger kitchen, about adding on another floor to your house. Here where? In the five towns. Not a swimming pool, if it would be in Haifa and Tel Aviv, if it would be in Yerushalayim, it would be in Ephrat. Where there is our permanent place. But here's a shiloh to build a swimming pool in Woodmere, to build an extension to the house in Woodmere. And the Shekhinah is Mishaleches, V'kol Yisrael Me'orol El Ohel. And the Shekhinah herself is Kivyochel on a death march. Mishkan El Mishkan. V'lohoye Echad, the Ramban says, V'lohoye Echad Mikol Shoifte Yisrael Haroyim Ha'isam Mis'ore B'dov. And there wasn't one Jewish leader from the Shoiftim. There wasn't one Shoifet. Not one Jewish leader until David HaMelech. Who was Mis'ore B'dover. And through history, we have certain tzaddikim who come from that world of Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, who are Mis'ore in this inyan. The Ramchal, the Gra, Chofetz Chaim, Rav Kook, Lubavitcher Rebbe Zchus Yerleinu, and other tzaddikim. The Ramban says, all of the years, all of the leaders, B'chol Shoifti Yisrael, Harayim HaYisrael, Mis'ore B'dover, nobody was Mis'ore B'dover until David HaMelech came, and David HaMelech says, Genuk, it's enough. And what the Ramban is saying is amazing, because not only is there a taina, because we could have said, listen, we made for you a nice place. Shiloh's a nice place. Shiloh was a stone building. It was a chosh of a place, Shiloh. We made it nice. It was a nice place. It had a digital thing on the wall telling you this man in Fetvila. It was a nice place. The Ramban says it will be Mishkan El Mishkan. So even though we were making for the Shekhinah these nice stopovers, just like right now we're living, you and I, we're in a stopover. That's all this beautiful place of the five towns is, a stopover. But like the Ayvid says in the Siddur, Tisha B'Av, that we think that it's not just a stopover. And like the Meshech Chochma says, the famous Meshech Chochma in B'chul Kaisai, we think that it's more than a stopover. Because the Baruch Shalom wants that when it comes to this mitzvah, which is the tachnis of all creation, of this Ava Kadosh Baruch Hu liyos la'idir b'sachtonim, to be in this world, for the Shekhinah not to have a stopover, not to have another place like he had in Berlin, in Prague, in Warsaw, in Taman, in Paras, in Madai, but to have a world that's filled with the Likus. And the headquarters of Elokus is where? Is in the Har HaBayis. It's not a miserable mosque. So you take pictures for your kids by mitzvah with the mosque in the background. Because it's there. What are you going to do with the coastal? So the mosque is in the background. Then if you know how to do the picture shop, whatever it's called, the photo picture shop, then you could erase the mosque. Like a game. When it came time in 1967, when we could have erased the mosque, we didn't. Nachon? In 1967, we could have done it. But we didn't have the kind of leadership. We were afraid. I'm not blaming any of those people because they're moist and efforts for Am Yisrael. I never do that. But we were afraid. What's the world going to say? Just like we're afraid now. But then was the Shas Kosher. We didn't demand. So now what happened during this last couple of months? Something unbelievable happened. That never happened in the history of our people. It happened by the Holocaust that shuls and yeshivas were closed. And it happened by communists, by Russia, that the shuls and the yeshivas were closed. But it never happened that in the whole world, the shuls and the bat midrashas were closed. Because when the shul was shut down in Lodz in Varsha, there was a shul that was davening in the Lower East Side. And there were Jews that were davening in Morocco and in Eretz Yisrael. But such a thing, that every shul, every bas hamedrash, I mean, maybe there's some illegal ones, you know, but every shul, and every bais hamedrash, there was a gzeira. Every shul, every bais hamedrash was closed. What kind of a mark is that? Why did Hashem's Baruch do that? So I used to come every week, once or twice. I'm admitting, I'm confessing. One of the perks that I get is being the Rav over here, is that I have a key. I'm not the only one who has the key to that side door over there. But only a couple that have the key. And no one's allowed into the building. But I would go sometimes. Actually, I went every week a couple of times. And the building was dark. And I would sit there in my chair. And the only light that was there was the was on top by the Aron. And I would say some Kabbalah Tehillim and some Lekutei Tefillahs. And I would just sit there and wonder, Ma Asa Hashem Kach? Why, Rashi, why aren't you letting us back into our home? This is our home. Why aren't you allowing us back? So I was thinking, I don't know why, but I was thinking, the Debrei Shlomo always has told us, I'm with you in all of your suffering. But you know what, Chevra? The problem with you guys is that you're not with me in all of my suffering. I'm with you in all of your suffering, I never leave you. But where are you in my suffering? So Baruch Shalom for a couple of months, and in a certain way, even now, I spoke to our friend Shlomo Katz yesterday, and he told me, the day before yesterday, he told me that now there are, the dinim in Efrat are also 10 in the shul, 20 outside. It's again. So in the beginning, we couldn't go into shul at all, so we stood outside by the porch, a little bit screaming. So the chevra on my block was so kind, and we, because I want just to say Kaddish, and so we would learn a Mishnah every day at 6 o'clock, so I could say a Kaddish to Rabbanan. And then we went from backyard to backyard, like a bird, not on the rooftops or on the porch, the backyard. And we became like strangers in our own land, not being able to go here, not being able to go there. Kipzipur boidei dalgag, ketas becholo, kegir ba'aretz, kereach ba'maloi. Then we're allowed to come into shul for a little bit of time. And only a few people. And then the few people that are coming in have to register to come into the shul. And then this one is angry because he doesn't wear a mask. And this one is angry because he has to wear a mask. And Jews are fighting and they're arguing. And then you have another Jew that told me last Sunday that his Rav in Brooklyn was crying that he spent 40 years building up a shul in Flatbush. 40 years building a Beis HaMedrash in Flatbush. And after Corona, and they're allowed to come back to shul, he can't get his chevra back to shul, because now they think, you know what, my basement's not bad. And they're making minyanim lach all over the place in basements, and the frumah are bringing sifrei Torah that they have into different basements, in different places, or they're still diving in backyards, unless it's too hot, then they go into someone's place, or they put an awning, or they get a tent with it. Why do I have to hear the Rav's drasha? Why do I have to spend 2.5 hours Shabbos? I can daven at my speed. I have more kavana. It takes me an hour and a half. Okay, I don't have a kiddush. That's not yet true. So I'll ask my wife to prepare a nicer kiddush than usual. It didn't start already years ago. Minyan lach in houses. That's not even a building for the Shechina, that you have a shul in your neighborhood. You have a shul 5 blocks away. I'm not talking about a Jew that lives someplace in a rife, a place somewhere. You have a shul 5 blocks away, you can't walk on a Friday night. Or it's raining, you're going to get wet. You can't daven in a shul. That clutches a stopover for the Shechina. That there's a building that's built, a Kavod Hashem, for the Shechina.
So Hashem Yisbarach put all Jews in the world through such an unbelievable time. Because he's telling us, again, I'm not a spit on the ground. I'm just saying what I feel. That I'm always with you in your loneliness and your suffering. I've sworn to you I'll never leave you, Hashem has told each and every one of us. But how come you don't care about me? How come you're soivel the maska and the harabayis? How come you're not demanding Mashiach? How come you think it's a cute little thing that the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, we want Mashiach now? It's a cute little thing for the, you know, Lubavitchers to have an Inyan. You think it's a Lubavitcher Inyan? And what's Hashem telling us now? He's telling us, okay, come back. I can't bear your pain. Come back to shul. And we're not even coming back to shul. Or we're coming back and we're fighting in shul. He said, come back. But he wants us to come back, and he wants us in this place that we're in right now to scream, we want Mashiach now. We're Toiveya, we're Doresh. It's Ramban. And if you don't want me to bring 10,000 quotations from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, because there might be Jews out there who Chalila don't believe in that tzaddik, or don't take his word seriously, Hashem should forgive them. Chofetz Chaim, everybody's okay with? The Chofetz Chaim says in his Sichas on page Ayin Beis, there are 1,000 places in the Ksovim, the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says that Geula, redemption, is like the din of B'yomai Titein Schara. That you know, if a guy is working for you, he does a job for the day, the Torah says B'yomai Titein Schara. The day worker, to get paid for that job. Now, of course, no matter what, you have to pay the guy. But the din is that as far as paying him that same day, the din is that's only if the worker comes and asks you to get paid. But if the guy isn't Taiveya, if he doesn't come to be Taiveya the money that day, then you're not chayav to give him that day. Chofetz Chaim says over there that even if the time of Geula has arrived, and there's a din of Nu, B'yom HaTitein Schara, give the Jews, it's coming to them already. It's not coming to them after all the suffering, the Inquisition, the pogroms, and the Holocaust, and all the tsars and tefadas. It's not coming to them, it's coming to them. Kvar magia lanu ha-geula, it's coming to us. But the Ramban taught us there's a t'nai when it comes to Geula, when it comes to Mashiach, when it comes to Beis HaMikdash, there's a t'nai, there's a Geula that what? In Tivoyun, Boyun, the watchman says, if you demand, if you want it, I'll give it to you. But if you don't ask for it, if you don't want it, if you're comfortable, if you're satisfied in some stopover somewhere in the Five Towns or in London or Paris, if you're comfortable in Muncie or Monroe in your place in Borough Park or Williamsburg, if you're comfortable over there or in Teaneck, wherever you are, it's not going to just fall from Shemayim. If you want it, it'll come. But it can't be a bakosha b'alma, you're not yoisi with a little bit in davening. Told this Adam, Rabbi Shua from Ostrava, that's from the Gezer of the Yidda Kodesh, it's an article from the Yidda Kodesh. He's writing in Parshas Bekudei, Eder Bekuda HaMishkan, Mishkan HaHedus. So Mishkan, right? So Rashi says that the Mishkan is the Tubat HaMikdash, that they were taken from us like a mashkoin, like a collateral. So when you pawn something off, in other words, we have Chayfus, we owe Hashem, and because of that, the Tubat HaMikdash were taken from us. Eder Bekuda HaMishkan, Mishkan HaHedus. That's Rashi. So they told us, oh, the masks of Alde Gekasha. L'chayra, heyach hayochuk if yochel baruch uvuch shemoy, l'kabel ha-mikdash mi'itonu avur mashkain. How could the Baruch Shalom take the base ha-mikdash as a mashkain? It says in Torah Liach Baruch Haim Rechav, ki nefesh u'chayvel, you can't take from the poor person a handmill or a millstone that he needs in order to have food. You can't take from the poor person the ksus laila, the ksus yom, if he only has one pair of clothing for the day, or he only has one pajama for the night. You can't take from him if he needs it to live, right? Because it says in the Torah, ki nefesh hu chayvel. Because that would be like taking someone's life. The guy has nothing to wear. You can't take, you have to give him back by the morning his clothing for the day. You have to give him back by night his pajama for the night. You have to give him, you have to have, he has to have this millstone to make bread to have what to eat. You can't take a mashkoin if someone's life depends on it, right? That's the beferish of Pasuk in Chumash. Ish only who, a poor person, like Siska Vavaita and so on. So they're told us on the miss, Vechoye Yochel Hashem is Orgel Kabel and Mashkan, I'm Mikdash Mitan. So how could the Baruch Shalom take the Beis HaMikdash from us? Hello, kol chiyus nafsheinu tluya boy. Our very lives depend on the Beis HaMikdash. Kein beis chiyi beis chayenu. V'alu as nefesh toishiyah b'mheri b'yameinu. V'zek sushalonu b'yom b'layla. It's what we need to wear at night and day. L'hogan alayna to protect us from everything in the world. For kolash bos tayvus, our very lives depend on hein beguf, hein benefesh, physically and spiritually depend on what? On beis hamikdash. Ukshelokach hamikdash miton lokach kolachius miton. So Baruch Shalom Mishkan, you took from us a mashkoin, you took from us the bat hamikdash. The beis hamikdash is our lives. You paskin in your Torah, you told us in Chayshem Mishpat and Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to take from a poor person if his life depends on. You can't take it away from him. Bateritsu, I'm sorry I'm taking long. I thought this was going to be 15 minutes. I bammed this. I thought it was 15 minutes. I'll still try to get everybody out earlier. Rabbi Levin is always much shorter than me. Bateritsu, shekidin osi man Hashem Yisbarach. So Tal Shalom says, kidin osi, the Baruch Shalom keeps halacha, he's very firm. Vein oval tzadiv yosha hu. The Baruch Shalom is tzadiv yosha. Because it says in Torah, in Pashat Mishpatim it says, ki hu ksu soy levada. Because that's the only clothing, that's the only suit the guy has. Hu sim lo soy lo oiro, that's what he needs. What are the next, then it says, v'hoya ki yitzak elai v'shamati gichanonani. Because the poor person is crying out to me and he says, Rabbi Shalom, please don't take that suit away from me. It's the only one that I have. And with this pasuk alone, the Rabbi Shalom is answering the kasha that we have. Because Hashem is waiting for Jews to think about this and to realize it, what's missing from our lives without the Beis HaMikdash. Without the Shechina being here, Asher Hayol Hem Chiyus HaNefesh Ksus Yom B'Layla, Ve'ein Lonu B'Melech Haseis Atzmenu, that we don't have anything else to wear in our lives, to cover ourselves, B'Melech Hachias Navshenu, V'Tekef U'Miyad Kesher Odom Yisrael Miyash V'Zeish B'Daito, but if we would ourselves take it from Miyad immediately, individually, we would bring the Shechina into our lives. We'd be able to build that Beis HaMikdash inside. And as a people, in a moment, the mosque would be blown away. In a moment, Mashiach ben David, like David Melch, in a moment it would happen that we'd have a Beit Hamikdash, and it would come down, then like Rashi says, it would come down, prepared from Shemaim, and everything would be the way that we're davening it should be. If a Jew, he said, would be Doreg Mekirais Liba Chisorim Beis Kadshenu. Because it says what? V'hoye ki Yitzhak Elai V'shamati. If you would only cry out to me, like the Ramban said, like it says in Pasuk in Chumash, ki l'shichnoi sidrushu, im tivoyun bo'oyu, the Navi said. U'bim Yitzhak Adam Alzeh, v'yismarmer b'chol Liboi, so Hashem gave us one day of the year, Tisha B'Av, that more than any other day of the year, he's saying, cry out, cry out. That's what I was talking about last night. And that's what I'm going to explain later on, before Minchum, we learned from the Talal Echayim. The Indian of Tzipis Yeshua, cry out, cry out. From your broken heart. Cry out. And Hashem says, take it for Shemati. And I'll give you the Mashiach, and I'll give you Beis HaMikdash, Kol HaShpos, Tovus Yisrael, everything good. Take of Yuchzal Yisrael HaMikdash HaKlali. L'kol Yisrael B'yachad. So the Chofetz Chaim especially towards the end of his life but during his entire life was screaming and crying more than any other person in the world. And it's brought down, you all have Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah. And if you look in Parshas Behar, there's a Haggadah, there's a note in Parshas Behar. And the note is from the family, the son and other people in the family who were there in the house of the Chofetz Chaim. They remembered how at Chatzos, when it would come time for Chatzos, when everybody in the house was already sleeping, you know, back then people went to sleep early. It was dark and they couldn't afford. Chofetz Chaim would go into his room and he would lock the door to the room to where he learned. He locked the door to the study. And they said, everybody, they weren't allowed ever to go into that room when the Chofetz Chaim was there. And they would look and they would see that there was never any light in the room. He went in and it was dark, pitch dark. And they would sometimes tiptoe out, it says there, and they would try to listen. He also put something over the keyhole. But they would try to listen. And they would hear the Chofetz Chaim Shofech Siach V'Rach She'li Bo'il Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They would hear him crying to Hashem. And this is what he records that he heard the Chofetz Chaim crying. He said, "Ba'aschol as d'var at the beginning, Hayinois and Shevach V'Hayidor L'Boyoylam HaKol Chesodim Shegemolayu." In the beginning, the Chofetz Chaim was thanking Hashem in a very sweet way for all the good things that he had in his life from the time that he was in this world. He went through all the different things in his life and he thanked Hashem for what he had. All the schus that he had and so on. And he thanked Hashem and he gave Shevach V'Hayidor to Hashem. And then he was quiet. And then Hischel Adaber B'Schus Shekhla Yisrael. And this person wrote that Khan over here, when the Chofetz Chaim would start, it would be different tone of voice. The whole voice was different. Everything was different. Now, instead of being the sweet tzaddik that was thanking and very humble and so on, now it said, Hischilios HaToveya. The Chofetz Chaim became what? The Toveya. The man. Tviya. Tivayun. Hischil Advoyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Achoyim Shehu Chayiv L'Am Yisrael. He began to demand from Hashem what he owes Kivyochel, the Jewish people. And he said this. This is what this person heard. Obviously, of course, it was in Yiddish, but this is what's in the Sefer. Ma nesata lanu, Rabbi Hashem, what did you give us? Nesata lanu Torah G'day, you gave us a Gevald G'day. G'day Shev and Ischis, a holy Torah that's eternal. That Torah, nobody in the world wanted it, and nobody in the world read it, nobody cared about it. Uma asinu anu avurecha, but Hashem, what did we do for you? Anachnu pasachnu is a Torah. We opened up the Torah. Torah Shemachsav, Torah Shemal Peh. And not only that, Nasan Luchos and Nevi'im. We gave you such Jews called Nevi'im. As Chachmei HaTalmud. And we gave you the Chachomim, Tanoim, and Amiroim. As Goyne HaTorah and Tzadikim. Kashanu Ksor and the Torah Shemal Peh. We made crowns for the Torah Shemal Peh for the letters of your Torah. Umaki Baal Nuav Wurzeh. And Rabbi Yishon, what do we get in payment as your workers? V'yamatit and Shcharo. What do we get as payment? Listen to what Chofetz Chaim said. His words. Tsaris, Redifus, Harigus, Shritus. This is before the Holocaust. Tsaris and Redifus, Harigus, Shritus. B'chol Artsos, B'zureinu, B'galusenu, Kachnu, Sateri, Imanu. And we began to wander from one country to another. And wherever we went, we took your Torah with us. Hitzalnuo, Miado, Yvenu, we always protected the Torah from our enemies. And to this day, we guard your Torah wherever we go. How much longer do we have to wait? Ad Mosai. For all the non-Lubavitchers out there, you okay? Ad Mosai. Chofetz Chaim. Everybody all right? Svadim, Litvish, Galicianis, Hungarians, Chassidim, Chofetz Chaim. Guys from Chofetz Chaim, Yeshiva. Everybody okay? Ad Mosai. Hari Onu Kva Kulonu Shvurim Kecheres Anishba. We're already broken like a clay pot. Habeit Vizboinim. Rabbi Shem, take a look and see. Im Oy Timsa Lev Yehudi Echad Sholem is the one Jewish heart that's not broken from different sorrows. And even now, when life is so good, everybody's taking antidepressants and all kinds of sorrows that people have. Anshe Beisam, the kids in their home have become their own enemies, husbands and wives, all kinds of sorrows. Ula Pesach Echela Hazik LeEzra. As Tzaddikah had, and all of a sudden the Chofetz Chaim began to scream out. Now he's yelling at Hashem, Kivyachal. And then he's yelling at the Tzaddikim in Gan Eden. He says, you Tzaddikim, I knew you. And you went and you died and you left this world of Menuchas Olam. Ayeichem, where are you now? Like the Maaseh from the Talmud. Where are you now? Hayat Tzayek. Lom Atem Achashim, why are you silent in Shemayim? Ha'atem, Ha'atem Svichim, Lios HaToivim, you have to be Toivei also. Now that you have a good and you're living in a nice stopover in Shemayim, have you forgotten everything? Chofetz Chaim would do this night after night. And when it came time, when the sun came up, he would return to his learning, and he would wait for Mashiach to come. He would open up the safe and he would look out the window and wait for Mashiach to come. Libo hayin nochen v'atuach shachayv yeshulam. He believed with all of his heart that the chayv was already paid. And that Hashem is now going to pay what he owes. B'chol rega alul lovay hagula gedayla. As it says in Malachi, pisom yovar leichaloi holden ashetim avakshim. Shekayl Mashiach ben David pisom. And suddenly, the one who is seeking is going to come back to us. So, Chevre, I apologize, this Arichas was not only for Tisha B'Av. Of course, it's Tisha B'Av, and it's Befrat Tisha B'Av Tav Shin Peh. After Hashem took us away from these places that we love, and Hashem gave us a taste of His homelessness, of His feeling uprooted, that He wants us to taste what other Jews have felt, that's why I said last night, having been uprooted, having been hurt, and suffering. But the tachlis of all of this pain is we want Mashiach now. It's to be Teveya, it's to be Doresh, to be Teveya the Geula.
And Rav Chal says in Masil Shasharim that you shouldn't think that you're not on a madrega to do such a thing. Every Jew is on a madrega to be Torah. Hashem wants us to do that. Hashem's waiting for us to do that. Let's try not to forget this. Let's try to daven for this. So we should be zoicha that finally the Meshigan and Ungvar, I don't know where he is, his ashes are someplace, somewhere in the ground, some miserable place underneath Auschwitz, that the Shomer from Auschwitz will be put back together again, and that Meshigan will give a scream, Yankel will scream, Yidin, Hine Huba, Higiyaz Man Gula Aschem, he's here. The time of our Gula has arrived with Mashiach Ben David, Gula Shem Ba'amitis, maybe I'm in a main van. Now skip Chavre, let's go to Capital Tesvav. You have different editions, but Tesvav 15. Capital Tesvav.
Eich ha-ashpozei pasulat kikev.